This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
That's driven deep to left center field. Garner is going back. Looking up. See you later. Astros headed back to the World Series. Jose Altuve, a walk-off two-run homer. And the Astros beat the Yankees 6-4, win the ALCS 4-2.
Astros radio on the call there. What you can't see is Jose Altuve warning all of his teammates not to take his jersey off.
And he was hiding his cleavage.
Exactly. And he has a perfectly reasonable explanation for that. We'll get to that in just 1 second. Just want to give you a quick programming reminder. We'll also give you $1,000 or the opportunity to win $1,000, in this segment. Then at 11:40, we will be joined by Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Ryan. Ryan McDonough is brought to you by the new gas-powered Sprinter from Mercedes-Benz Vans. Now, originally, Altuve said, well, I guess we've got the Ken Rosenthal question, so let's hear Altuve's nonsensical answer about why he didn't want his teammates to rip his jersey off after he hit a home run to go to the World Series.
You asked the teammates not to tear your shirt. Why?
What's that?
Did you ask your teammates not to tear your shirt? Why was that?
I don't know. I'm too shy. Last time they did that, I got in trouble with my wife.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. It wasn't because he was hiding one of the technological advantages that let him know which pitch was coming. And by the way, look up his postseason stats. They are shocking. The split between home and away in 2019. And so, yeah, it's because his wife didn't want his shirtless body exposed on TV.
Okay. And typically, if you're hitting a home run to send your team to the World Series, as you're rounding the bases, you're not thinking about, you know, the excitement or the joy, and you're down to the final series and maybe winning your second tainted World Series in franchise history. You're thinking about what your wife is going to say if your teammates rip your shirt off.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no way you could explain that away as, I'm sorry, I just hit the walk-off pennant-winning home run. I forgot.
Yeah. I just, to me, the way that the uncomfortable laugh, the at the end, yeah. I'm like, okay, what's up with this?
And after the initial question, he's like, what's that? And it's like, all right, let me get a second here.
Let me think about what
and
I need
like,
to say.
He's like,
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, my wife got mad last
time. Exactly.
What a bunch of utter nonsense.
Yeah.
Now, Shippy, I missed this for a few hours when this became a thing and you took over the internets. So you posted this video, and then there is a close-up of screenshot of what, man, it sure does look like he's got something taped inside on his chest underneath his jersey. Walk us through the video, the photo, and my goodness, does this seem like it just became even bigger. And by the way, Autoflex Leasing Fantex, 877-881-1053. What do you think should happen now?
Yeah, so the video is just a close-up on, you know, Altuve running through, you know, running towards home plate. And it's either saying, it looks like he's either saying something like, no la camisa, like don't touch my shirt or something like that. And then also maybe I'm wearing a piece or something like that. He's clearly motioning like, hey, don't mess with my jersey.
Right.
So then, and the video is cut a little bit. He did stay on the field for a minute to celebrate. You know, he had to do the postseason or the postgame interview with Ken Rosenthal. In which, you know, he goes, hey, you were really, you know, you told me you were sitting on that 2-1 pitch. Like, he straight up says it. That's how the video ends. And so, you know, after that, he runs to the dugout in the clubhouse area to, you know, remove his shirt. All of his other teammates are keeping their jerseys on, just putting the shirt on over it. And he decides to run off the field by himself. And everybody's kind of like, wait, why? Why is he running off? You know, it's not Dirk winning the 2011 NBA Finals where he's overcome with emotion. You know, Altuve runs off, runs into the clubhouse, runs back out, you know, with, you know, a totally different shirt on. So I did
had to take the device off, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
And there's a point on the video towards the beginning that it looks like that there's like a little white Band-Aid underneath, like a white Band-Aid looking thing underneath his jersey, which is presumably where the buzzer would be.
Or, yeah, where it would be attached and so it wouldn't fall off, because then obviously he'd lose his advantage. And specifically for Altuve, I believe he had one at-bat difference between home and away in the postseason in 2017. His batting average is approximately 300 points lower on the road, where he would not have been able to implement the same system. We talked about this before. The Astros were 8-1 at home in the postseason, and they had a losing record that postseason on the road. And I understand that some of that can be chalked up to road-home splits, except, of course, for the fact that during the regular season, the Astros had a better road record than they did a home record. So, I don't know. This is a lot of stuff for a team that has had absolutely zero of their players punished.
And real quick, before I kind of go into what I've heard from different people around the league and things like that, while we're talking about that Band-Aid, I want to play this video that Trevor Bauer posted on November 18th of 2019. This is Trevor Bauer. He's now with the Reds. This is a video that he posted talking about a Band-Aid that he was going to use.
What's up, guys? Getting ready for a big night out. Got a big card game and want to know kind of what everyone's going to play in their cards. So put my lucky Band-Aid on. Figured it might give me a little edge in the card game tonight. And we'll see how it turns out.
So he's been at the forefront of all of this for a long time, and quite frankly has taken a lot of criticism and a lot of flack for, you know, kind of being out in front of accusing the Astros and other people of cheating.
Now, I think that this opinion is absolutely preposterous from the 214. Knowing what pitch is coming doesn't make you hit the ball. Y'all are reaching. Y'all don't know why he ran off. Okay, first of all, maybe I don't have absolute proof that that's why he ran off. But knowing what pitch is coming doesn't make you hit the ball. It sure does help a whole lot, because that is isn't that the entire crux of baseball right there? The pitcher and hitter duel every single go around. If you know what's going to happen because you are using technology to systematically cheat, that's an insane point of view.
Yeah, and so I actually, on that note, you know, I talked, like I said, with a few people around the league. And before I go into any of this stuff, I just want to make it very clear, none of which were Derek Holland. He gets implemented in a lot of this stuff.
And so, we like Derek. And I understand.
Yeah, and I love Derek. He's one of my best friends. But I really did not talk to him at all about any of this. So before I go further, I just want to make that very clear, just because I want to protect Derek and make sure that, you know, he doesn't get tangled up in the middle of any of this. So, but going off that point of talking about knowing what pitch was coming and how much it would actually help, I spoke with somebody just, you know, talking about just the difference between, hey, if they're hitting the trash can, let you know if it's off speed or a fastball. They told me if they had something that told them what pitch was coming, just the type of pitch that they, that, you know, you shouldn't lose a single game in Major League Baseball all season. Like, that's how much easier that makes the game. And that, you know, they told me too, they're like, you know, we wondered, and they wondered that for like 3 years now that the Astros, there have been rumors that the Astros were cheating in baseball already. That's when I first heard it, was 3 years ago from somebody. And at the time I thought, you know, the player was struggling at the time. And I was like, well, okay, maybe it's just kind of, maybe he's salty. Maybe he's kind of, you know, looking for excuses. But it's just built more and more since then. And so that's basically what I've heard. The different responses that I got were, not surprised. They'll do anything it takes to win. You know, it's obviously they took it to another level, and even people in the game were not expecting this kind of you know, this kind of news or potential news to come out. I've also heard that they don't expect Major League Baseball to do anything to the Astros.
Of course
there's,
not.
There's a real feeling in the game that,
well, to the players, they've already done something to the team,
yes,
right?
To the players. That's what I
right,
meant.
Yeah. Like, they've already taken away picks and fined them and stuff like that.
Yeah, and basically the way it was explained to me was that the Astros, and this is like exactly what they told me, that the Astros is their Major League Baseball's baby. Like, and they don't want this to be tainted, you know, that they would not punish the players for being involved in this scheme, and there's a real sense in the game that there was a real effort to cover it up.
And that The part that you said right before that about not punishing the players makes my brain hurt because these are all adults.
Yeah.
Like, I get it at maybe at the high school level or maybe even the collegiate level where you're like, well, they're still kids. They were influenced by it. These are all adults.
Yeah.
These are all adults making adult decisions. And the idea that none of the players can be punished, I hate. I really like the idea that Jared threw out there. And I've seen several people text in, you need to take their World Series away. So the thing about that is, all of the fans saw it. The organization knows it. All of that. So I liked Jared's suggestion from yesterday. Is you don't strip them of the World Series title because we all know what happened. We all saw what happened. But you are not allowed to sell any merchandise. You are not allowed to claim it anywhere. You are not allowed to have a banner up in the stadium. So you are not allowed to profit or tread off of that at any point if you're the Astros organization. Because if nothing else, I would love the idea that they can't make any more money off of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry.
No, I think the fact that they, you know, the fact that they've lost their manager, they've lost their general manager, they've taken away draft picks from them, first and second round, and fined them $5 million. I think that's a pretty steep punishment myself.
So see, I disagree with that.
This is a team that built, you know, their system. They took a lot of lumps, you know, losing 100 games and stuff, and really built that through some really shrewd moves, drafting and things like that. The $5 million is not going to hurt them, but I think the fact that you cannot take advantage of adding players, young talent, to your roster that way, I'm overviewing that, but this is a team that has taken advantage of some really successful high draft picks that have come in and made a difference for their organization.
And I did ask, you know, different players about that, about the original punishment, and a couple different of them told me that, you know, it was basically a joke. Because the Astros, because they were so bad and tanked for so long, and they've done a good job of drafting, their farm system is still stacked.
Sure.
It's still stacked. So they've got some cushion there. One person suggested to me that they would like to see something like a postseason ban or something. Like, this isn't just from people on Twitter. This is from somebody in the game. So it's like,
wouldn't it be fascinating to see the level of effort from the players there?
And he,
like, knowing that it was going nowhere.
He followed up and he said, look, these guys will still, he goes, they're still going to try and play hard because it's still their job and they still need to make money and they're still going to try to, you know, get another contract. Because you got to think, too, if you have a 2-year postseason ban, if their deal is up after the first year with the Astros, and then they're a free agent, if they just totally suck for that season, nobody's going to come out and try to pay them. So it's an interesting thing. Like,
I'm not that I'm a Houston Astro fan. I'm just looking at it from a front office standpoint. You just took my general manager away. You just took the guy who's ahead. Now, they've had some problems. They had the assistant general manager that had some problems that they got rid of that guy. So now you're taking away my general manager. I lost my assistant general manager last year. You know, I've lost my manager who's gotten me division championships and put me in the World Series the last couple of years. That's not enough.
The manager thing was kind of laughed at to me.
The manager doesn't matter?
It's not
that
it doesn't matter.
The manager just makes up the lineup card? Is that what we're saying?
I don't think it's that it doesn't matter, but I think it's like they can find another manager with this talent and with this roster.
And that's why they fire their managers too, by the way, so they could circumvent that punishment. That manager and general manager, they were instantaneously fired so they could hire a replacement. So they found a way to circumvent that. And the draft picks,
they were going to be suspended for the year, right?
Yeah.
It wasn't they were going away forever. The Astros went a step further. And, you know, now they've said, you know what, we have to do something different here.
Out of the goodness of their heart, or so they could have somebody there. Like, I don't think they did it because they're like, this was wrong.
If I was the owner and I'd had success with this general manager and this manager, I would have a hard time saying, I'm going to fire these guys.
Yeah, but wouldn't there be some pressure from Major League Baseball if, in fact, it was to this extent that they were cheating and they didn't think that this... That was another thing that we didn't get to address yet, was the tweet that was released that was ahead on all the Beltran news. I'm not exactly sure what that Twitter account was, but when I talked to somebody, they basically said, look, it makes sense. Beltran is pissed that he's getting, you know, he's being relieved of his duties and being fired and stepping down, whatever, because of all of this. Why is he going Mike Fiers in terms of taking down the rest of the Astros with him?
Gentlemen, excellent conversation. I have a feeling we might just be able to discuss this a little bit later in the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.